This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We're going to get back to your calls here, though, because I promised we had them. Here is Cam Hayward moments ago on Rich Eisen talking about the Watt situation.
We've talked, but like we don't really talk about like contracts, but... Man, that's my brother. Like, I want that dude to get paid what he deserves. That dude is one of the most fierce and best players in our league, and he's respected throughout the league. You know, we talk about, you know, as a defense, we circle players on offense, but offensive players have to circle number 90 week in and week out. And there's a level of respect there. I've had the best time being able to play with him. And, you know, I hope this year is not the last time we play together, because that dude, you know, that's my running mate. And we create a lot of havoc together. And I just want to see that guy continue to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and be a one helmet guy.
And then he also said he would storm into Omar's office and make sure a trade didn't happen.
Why does everything involving Watt involve somebody storming into somebody's office to get the deal done?
Because
Watt's storming in to get his deal done before
say,
the first game of the year.
That's how it went down.
Tears in his eyes, I'm sure.
There
big, strong men crying.
There will be no storming of the castle this time. He will not be going in there and saying, I'll accept more money. I can guarantee you that. Here is one of our favorites, Mr. Old School, on this dilemma. If Watt holds out next week, will you have a problem with it? Is it okay when you're under contract to not go to work? Mr. Old School's take. Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on? And here's my take, guys, on the whole thing. First off, I think if he got a contract, he needs to go to work. He needs to be an example as a leader on that team.
Well, absolutely. Your nickname is Mr. Old School. That is a very old school thought to say. Under contract, go to work. That's how it works.
That's right. And here's the thing. Here's the thing, too. Hayward was in a similar situation. Hayward showed up. Hayward got paid. I think the Steelers will be honorable. And Watt to have this thing up his behind about he's better than Myles Garrett. At the end of the day, it's potato, potato. He is a year and a half older than Myles Garrett. And when you look at the stats, Myles Garrett gets double-teamed 30% of the time. Watt gets double-teamed 15% of the time. He plays against the best tackle on the team. Watt plays against the right tackle. So people can argue that both ways, but at the end of the day, you shouldn't be trying to compare yourself to him and hold the Steelers accountable for a ridiculous contract that Cleveland paid. Watt is not worth a five-year, $41 million, $200 million. He's not worth that. And he needs to come get reasonable and show up and then work out an agreement that him and the Steelers can live with.
Well, I mean, Dak Prescott got more money than Patrick Mahomes, and he's older. So that's kind of the way it works, Mr. Old School.
I got it. But what I'm saying is that you're talking about paying a man that's getting ready to be 30-something years old $200 million.
Yes.
He's not worth getting paid $200 million.
My guess is if he were a free agent, somebody would give him that money. That's
probably
my take.
The Browns.
Yeah, the question is, would you give him that money?
No, I would not. I would not. No, those are two different questions, though. Is he worth that money? Yes. Would I give it to him? No. Is Paul Skeens worth $500 million? Yes. Do I think the Pirates will ever give it to him? No. I don't want the Steelers to do it. By the way, if you force me to make a call on this, will he take less or will the Steelers pay him more than Garrett?
They'll cave.
That's what I'm guessing too. Yes.
They already gave up some of their leverage. One helmet guy from the owner.
How about Donnie? Where would you come down on that?
Hold on, just continue to point out the rhetorical framing you're using. Are you okay with a guy who's under contract not showing up to work? Remind me again if teams care about cutting guys who are still technically under contract.
No, you are doing that part.
Well,
yeah,
we're going to go tit for tat on that one.
If we say the same thing over and over again, that's going to make for a very boring radio show if I say the same thing you say when I know that's what you're going to say. Donnie, your thoughts?
I think they're absolutely going to cave.
Yeah. So then it's not going to look like a ridiculous contract for Myles Garrett if the Steelers won up it.
I do think one of the
it's not going to be an outlier anymore.
One of the weaker parts of Watt's whole, like, the conceit here, I will say, is his brother going on the air and saying you could have gotten this done last year and it would have been cheaper for you, while at the same time now the stance from them is, well, wait a minute, hold on a second, Myles just reset the market, we have to be above him. It's way more, I think, pretty obviously, at least to me, it's way more about TJ Watt wanting to max out his guaranteed money and using Myles Garrett.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Garrett as a prop to help him accomplish that, because if he was willing to sign before last year, he wouldn't have gotten more money than Garrett got this time around.
But it's also economics 101. And let me explain to you why that is. If you would have said last year, yeah, I'll sell you my house for $500,000. But then 6 months later, two houses down, a house sells for $650,000. You're probably not selling your house for $500,000 anymore, because the market changed. Your house is now worth more. That's what J.J. Watt is saying.
I'm aware that that's what Watt is saying. But,
and he's right.
But he still is making it like pretty obvious now. Like, I know Garrett hadn't signed the deal yet, but he was kind of telegraphing that TJ would have done this knowing that houses might appreciate in value. He just wanted to pursue the guaranteed money.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, there's an understanding that how things appreciate, prices go up. But what I'm saying is, they clearly just wanted to get it done earlier
but
and
Chris,
lock it
if
in
they
earlier.
Did it last year for that price, let's say they do it for $37 million a year.
Okay.
If they do it last year and he makes that deal, it doesn't look like a bad deal, because we don't know. We don't have the knowledge of what the Myles Garrett contract is going to look like. If he signs that deal now, for him and for his agents, it looks like a bad deal.
Aware. I am aware of that.
Here is Donovan on the Fan. Hello, Donovan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
I think I'm on the side of T.J. Watt because I love him as a player, and I will forever love him as a Steeler. But I agree it's his turn to be paid, like Cam Hayward even said, you know? And just I think this is to the point where he's going to show up.
What if he doesn't, though? What if he doesn't? What if he doesn't?
I'm not going to lose any respect because, like some of you guys have said, the league doesn't always honor contracts and they cut players left and right, you know?
Yeah, I think that people have very selective takes on that, though, too. Because, like, maybe they'll grant T.J. Watt some grace because he's been one of their best players for a long period of time. If, I don't know, the 25th best player on the roster used what you're saying, Chris, and said, you know what? I want a new deal. I don't want to show up because guys like me can get cut whenever the team feels like
it. Sure, there's a real world application to it. I hate in principle people without probably even realizing the degree to which they're doing it, doing the you're under contract, show up. Owner hears that, they probably are like licking their chops. That's all. Like, I get it. In real world terms, you can't be a guy who's a special teams ace and say, I deserve X, Y, and Z.
Bob is next. Hello, Bob.
Put me on.
You're on, Bob.
We put you on.
Bob?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Chris, I'm good friends with your former basketball coach. He said hi.
Hello.
Which one? Chris played basketball for many different teams over a long period
of time. High school, grade school. What are we talking about here?
Parochial school.
High school.
Parochial level.
Coach Long.
Dave Long, yes.
Yes.
Were you a big fan?
I liked Coach Long. He, I think, was probably driven insane by me.
He has good stories about you, but I want to talk about TJ.
Yes. We're hoping that's why you called in, not to reminisce about Chris Muller's high school basketball days.
Well, Coach Long's a very, I think very highly of him.
Okay, we got that point, Bob. We figured that out. What were you going to say about what?
They should trade him.
And how would you feel if he held out a camp?
Well, the problem I have with Watt is, you know, he's coming off his worst year.
So you would have a problem if he held out?
I really wouldn't have a problem. I have a problem with the whole defense.
Okay, thank you for moving the goalposts, and say hello to Coach Long for us. Hello, Marcus in the car. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man, we're good.
Hey, I usually end up siding with players. But I think in this situation, I mean, it's my team. I'm looking at it at that. T.J. Watt needs to think about the now. I mean, I get that their window of opportunity to make that money is narrowing and narrowing by the day, and he's aging. But at the same time, too, he's wanting $40 million. I mean, this
he wants more than that, by the way. Not that it's like a ton more, but he wants more than $40 million because
correct,
that would be less
correct
than Garrett. Yep.
Yeah. But he's wanting more than Garrett. He needs to think about the now. They're trying to go all in. I mean, quote, they're trying to go all in. If he has any kind of aspirations on trying to get a Super Bowl, he needs to think about that. Maybe he needs to think about a team-friendly deal. If he wants
that, if he has aspirations on trying to get a Super Bowl, he should try to get traded to a team that can actually win one this year.
Marcus, I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to get the Buccos tickets.
Also, is it just about beating? Well, forget it.
Go ahead, say it.
Is it about beating Myles Garrett only, or is it about being the highest paid? Because if it's about being the highest paid, he should wait till Parsons signs.
Well, but here's the thing about that. Parsons so much younger. I think if Max Crosby had signed a deal that was more than Garrett, he would want to top Crosby, too. Like, it's...
If it's just like the quarterback
makes for great,
thing.
It makes for great copy that, like, the guy that's the highest paid
sure,
one is
for his
Garrett,
agency.
And they don't like each other.
Yes, sure.
But,
but every agent wants the guys who are at the elite of the elite, which he still gets mentioned in and should be.
If Hutchinson got $42 million a year from the Bengals,
he'd want 40.
Exactly. And it
wait, Hutchinson's young too, though. You're talking about Hendrickson.
Yeah, that's right. I got my H's confused.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.